Stay with us on the morning show as we talk about Prescription Drug Take Back Day and this effort to get old meds out of people's homes. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret, and we're first getting up to speed on the spring member drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. Our goal in this drive is to make sure that you keep getting your favorite programs, like right here on the morning show.
And your gift of any amount is so important because your support provides the largest piece of the funding here at WPR. Give right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Remarkable thing here today, a group of generous members will match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts. So become a sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly gift right now, and your first year of contributions will be matched.
It's their way of inspiring you to sustain the WPR news, talk, and music we all count on. Double the impact of your monthly gift right now online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You know, we've been digging into the inner workings of property tax assessments, how they work, what assessors look for, and this is practical knowledge. This is really informative stuff, and we go right to the source of the people who have the information. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from the morning show.
And that's what your support gets. WPR is listener supported. That means your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the huge variety of topics you tune in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
Of course, it's easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are part of our routine. A cup of coffee, that favorite Rob Ferret snack.
I am a snack fan. It is true. Well, now think about the news, info, and inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day listening to WPR. That's worth something. Maybe it's a dollar a day. $30 a month is the right donation for you. Sign up right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Support the programs you enjoy every day.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives. Because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it. I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Logical and persistent, here you go. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your difference right now. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. It's why your support during the spring member drive is so crucial. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make the decision to support WPR financially.
Member contributions power the programs you depend on. So your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It supports your future listening.
And our sustaining match is still in effect. It's a great day to give because today a group of generous members are going to match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts. Mm. That means if you become a sustainer for the first time or you increase your current monthly donation right now, your first year of contributions is going to be matched by those very generous listeners. Double the impact of your sustaining gift. Do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And ask for a thank you gift when you give $10 or $20 a month, from apparel to drinkware. You'll show off your WPR pride wherever you go. Listen, learn more about what's available when you give. Also, listen, that's a good thing too.
Sure.
WPR.org.
Oh, that's kind of where it starts.
Yeah. Or call 888-202-2552.
We heard from M in Verona. M says, WPR has been a huge part of my life. Now that I'm in a place where I can afford it, I'm glad to donate for this amazing service. And Zachary in Fond du Lac says, I'm donating because I get peace of mind from your balanced news coverage. Thanks to both of you. Thanks so much. Let them inspire you now and make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you so much. Now to Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, set for Saturday. This is operated through the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA. I looked at Wisconsin's results from the Take-Back Day last October. We led the nation straight across the board with 300 collection sites, most in the U.S., about 260 law enforcement agencies participating, collecting and disposing of over 57,000 pounds of unneeded meds. Join in on take-backs, what it looks like in your community, 800-642-1234. Adams County Sheriff Brent York joins us from Central Wisconsin. Sheriff York, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, so this Take Back Day includes your office as well. What can people drop off? How does it work where you are?
Yeah, so our prescription drug take back box is always available in our entryway of the sheriff's office here. But on Saturday, we'll have a deputy on site there that will help and assist anybody that has any questions on what they can and cannot drop off at the prescription drug take back box.
Can you kind of go down a list of things that people commonly bring in and what's being accepted?
Yeah, so what you can bring and what we do accept is prescription-controlled and non-controlled over-the-counter medications, ointments, patches, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, creams, vials, and even pet medications. Vape pens we also collect, but we would ask that the batteries be removed. And then just some of the things not to bring are illegal drugs, especially needles and sharps, acids, aerosol cans, biohazardous materials, anything that would contain bodily fluids or blood, personal care products, shampoos, lotion, sunscreens, things like that we don't accept. We can also collect the medications that are in liquid form. With that, so yeah, quite a bit of stuff, but pretty much any over-the-counter prescription medication that you have laying around that you no longer need or take.
Well, what happens then to these meds that are collected from the drug take-back events?
Yeah, so we weigh them up locally here. We put them in boxes, and then they're driven to collection sites that the Department of Justice and the DA have set up and throughout the state of Wisconsin, and then they're collected at those sites and turned over to the DA, and ultimately they're disposed of properly, which is being incinerated so that it has less impacts on the environment. So,
yes, because like flushing drugs down a toilet or landfill disposal, they're considered not the destruction methods that are appropriate. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So how long has your department participated in this take-back effort, and what have you seen historically?
Well, the first take-back, I believe, was around 2010, and we have two a year, usually in April and then in October, and those are with the state and national drug take-back days. And it's just, like I said, our take-back box is available every day, and we have a couple available throughout the county. But this is just a day to bring additional awareness with some public service messages to help, you know, round up all those medications that are in the closets or medicine cabinets that are no longer being used and to get those out of the home.
Why do you think Wisconsin leads the nation in dropping off the most meds in this type of take-back campaign event?
You know, I don't really know, but for sure. But I think Wisconsin, and especially the Wisconsin sheriffs around the state, do a good job of promoting this event to, you know, reach in that medicine box and the cabinets, and you know, get those medicines out of the home that are no longer needed.
So during this event, as you mentioned, no, you're not allowed to drop off illicit, illegal drugs. What can people do if they want to dispose of illicit drugs, like, say, you know, heroin, LSD, marijuana?
Sure. You know, they just call the sheriff's office, and, you know, depending upon how they came into it, if they find it or some different things like that, they can just call the sheriff's office, and we'll come out and assess that and take care of it.
Okay, so the sheriff's office will work on a case-by-case basis in those situations?
Yes.
What about the, you know, identifying information on a prescription label? What recommendation do you have there for people who are concerned about protecting their identity and their privacy?
Yeah, they can just take the pills out of the bottles if they choose and put them in a plastic bag, Ziploc-type bag, and put them in the drug take box back that way. Otherwise, they can just cross out their names on their labels or remove the labels and put them in that way. We just ask that you don't put loose pills in the box.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Sheriff Brent York of the Adams County Sheriff's Department about the National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, which they're held in April and October. Next one is set for Saturday. You can join in on these take backs, what you've seen in your community, what questions you have about what's accepted, or where the meds go. 800-642-1234. I want to turn to the opioid crisis. In Adams County, one of the highest rates in the state as far as opioid deaths. How is your law enforcement agency working to address this crisis?
Yes, yeah, so we just do our normal drug investigations. We do directed activities on information on houses and areas that we have or receive tips on. We have an additional third canine unit that we added last year to help with that.
You said added 13 units?
A third canine unit to
A third canine unit. Okay, I hear you. Go ahead. Yes.
Yep. We also are doing educational pieces in the school for the kids with the school resource officers, as well as this last year we started a Narcan program in the jail. So when they're released from incarceration, they receive the Narcan, and that program's through the DHS and the Badger State Sheriff's Association. And what sometimes is seen is when people are using medication or abusing medications, and then they get out, that they sometimes will overdose because their tolerance is no longer built up. So it's just a way to help them get through that time so they can get some additional treatment as well.
From your perspective, what will make the most difference in saving lives from overdose?
Well, I think we just gotta do as much as we can to keep the illegal drugs out of the area and off the streets.
Are you seeing a rise in the fake prescription pills by drug traffickers like fentanyl and meth pressed into pills to mimic legitimate prescriptions for meds like, Vicodin or Percocet or other medications?
Yeah, we have not seen that here locally in Adams County anyways, but I have heard of it outside of the area.
Okay. So, as you add another canine unit, have you seen an ability to respond more effectively in a rural area to the addiction crisis, to overdose deaths?
Yeah, actually, our overdose deaths here in Adams County have been trending downward in the last couple of years from what we had seen previously. So we had two last year, down from four the 2 years prior to that. I don't have an exact reason for that, but everything that we do as far as investigations and presence and education in the community, that all goes towards that goal of reducing that and bringing awareness.
Circling back to the take back efforts, some people hold on to unused meds for future use because they could potentially save money, and prescription drug costs are sky high. So what would you say about holding on to meds and trying to use them in the future?
Yeah, I think there's just a lot of, uncertainties or unknowns with that. We don't know the shelf life of those medications and the exact use, because obviously the doctors should prescribe that under certain situations and circumstances that they're seeing, and for us to use those, we may be using them improperly. And then we also run the risk of if there's kids in the home, that the kids could access those and use those improperly, and sometimes we have seen that use like that starts where they want to start abusing medications, prescriptions, and then it could go into illegal drugs as well.
I was surprised by just the volume, the number of pounds, the number of tons of take back meds that are coming into sites, collection sites around Wisconsin. In terms of comparing that to illicit drugs, are you seeing the volume of illicit drugs going up or down in Adams County?
Well, I think overall our drugs are maybe at least the same or maybe a little bit less. It's, I guess, really hard to say. But, yeah, we see a lot of the drugs are trafficked to the area from larger metropolitan areas in either Illinois or Minnesota.
When you say you use directed activities to try to stop the illegal drugs coming into your, most largely rural area, what types of ways can you stop that trafficking?
Yeah, so basically what that means is if we get information that, a certain house might have frequent short-term traffic or, the neighbors are suspecting that there's drug activities going on in that home, or we get other directed information that way, we increase our presence in that area and look to stop vehicle 9 units and begin our investigations that way.
Do you feel you have enough staff?
Currently in our patrol division, we're full staffed. Like I said, we added that third K-9 unit. I think the area that I would like to see is get an additional investigator that we could assign specifically to drugs investigations. That would help us.
Sheriff York, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Brent York is sheriff of Adams County. That's in central Wisconsin. We have a link on WPR.org/mornings as to which locations, which sites in Wisconsin are participating in Prescription Drug Take Back Day. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I hope you stick around next hour as we talk about what happens when a community uses a land trust to help control housing prices. But first, let's check in on the spring member drive. I'm here with Rob Ferret, and our goal is to keep bringing you conversations like Prescription Drug Take Back Day, efforts underway in our local communities helping people improve quality of life here in Wisconsin. Topics like this, your support makes it happen. It makes, all of these conversations you appreciate happen. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Special thing today, support the programs you rely on, and your gift is going to go twice as far. Become a WPR sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly support, and a group of generous members all day will match your first year of contributions.
That's right. Double your impact. Join in with your new or increased monthly contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A couple of great conversations already today. The nuts and bolts of how things work in communities around Wisconsin. If you've ever gotten that assessor statement and find out what your property tax is going to be, you may wonder, how does that work? What goes into that? We found that out. And then getting a firsthand look from somebody right at the center of the story on these drug take-back programs, a local view of something that's going on around the state. These are the kind of informative conversations about things that affect your everyday life you can count on here on The Morning Show.
WPR is listener-supported. It means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the wide swath of conversations and topics that you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
Ask for your WPR long sleeve shirt when you give. This navy shirt features the Wisconsin Public Radio logo on the front, a Wisconsin-inspired design on the back. You could show off your WPR pride when you ask for your WPR long sleeve shirt right now. Give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I'm Sheree from Waupun. I will always care about the state of Wisconsin because of WPR. And that's a big thing for me to say. WPR has always been a positive experience. Even when it wasn't something that I necessarily wanted to hear, I always appreciate the opposite side. And I don't always understand the opposite side. I certainly don't always like it. But to hear it is important.
Make your contribution today because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click donate.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. Your support during the spring member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Today, a group of generous members will match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts. Become a sustainer right now or increase your ongoing monthly gift right now. And your first year of contributions is going to be matched.
It is their way of inspiring you to sustain the WPR news, the talk, the music that we all rely on, we all appreciate. What a boost here. Double the impact of your monthly gift now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There's a lot of complicated stuff going on in the world at any given moment. You rely on Wisconsin Public Radio to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into understandable language so you know how things might affect you.
For you to get programs that are relevant to your life, we rely on your financial giving, your financial support. It is the largest source of our funding, and that's why we ask that if you've never given before, make your first ever contribution now. Say $10 a month or $120 during this spring member drive. Get it matched at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Great time to make your first ever sustaining gift right now because it will be matched dollar for dollar by current members. Do it right now. It takes just a few minutes at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Rose in Merrill says, "Public radio has been an important part of my life for years." We also heard from Joan in Madison who says, "Thank you so much for the relevant content and the civility." Rose and Joan, thank you for your gift and for your words. They mean so much. Your gift, so important, so critical. Get it matched, WPR.org. And thank you so much for your support.